Essa é uma resenha do livro Foco, disponível no aplicativo da Idiomos, onde você pratica inglês com resumos de livros de negócios, finanças e desenvolvimento pessoal. Caso você queira ter acesso à transcrição e tradução deste resumo e de diversas outras obras, é só baixar nosso aplicativo disponível para iOS e Android. O link está na descrição. Vamos ao resumo. Focus. Initial summary. In the book Focus, the author Daniel Goleman says that the productive concentration of people is being undermined by several distractions, and that to have focus, the maximum possible attention is required. According to the author, focus is the secret of success. In his book, Goleman says that the human ability to prevent digital distractions is being diminished by cognitive exhaustion, with cognition being the act or process of knowing that involves attention and perception. Therefore, in a world where we are exposed to constant media, we do not find ways to stay focused on an activity for a long time, so we are increasingly distracted. According to Daniel Goleman, it is possible to exercise focus, so that the brain pays full attention the moment it needs to do this, allowing us to focus on what is important without being distracted by any noise. To improve the attention span of our brains, we must develop it as if it were a muscle, says Goleman. Just as you exercise muscles, expand your strength, and increase your resilience, your brain also improves your performance, focus, and attention as you practice. The author. Daniel Goleman is a writer, science journalist, psychologist, and consultant. He wrote to the New York Times for 12 years about advances in brain and behavioral science studies. He is also a professor at the renowned Harvard University in the United States. The Anatomy of Attention. In today's world, it is common for people to connect more with machines than with people. Children are born into this new digital reality, and this has never been seen in the history of humankind. The social and emotional circuitry of a child's brain learns through contacts and conversations with everyone she encounters and talks for a day. As a result, the fewer hours spent with people and more hours spent staring at a screen, the more children will develop deficits. The author cites an 8th grade teacher who used to have her students read Edith Hamilton's book, Mythology. Before, the children loved the book. But about 5 years ago, the teacher began to notice that the children were no longer so excited, and not even the high academic groups were able to get involved with the story. Students began to complain that the reading was too difficult, that sentences were too complicated, and that it took too long to read a page. The teacher then questioned whether the reading ability of her students had been impaired by the text messages, short and punctured. According to the educator, one of his students confessed that spent more than 2,000 hours playing video game. In places like Taiwan, Korea, and other Asian countries, this issue is taken to the extreme and is treated as an addiction to the internet, games, social media, and virtual realities. About 8% of North American video game players seem to fit the diagnostic criteria of psychiatry for addiction. For example, studies show changes in neural reward systems while playing, similar to those found in alcohol and drug addicts. Top attention and lower attention. According to the author, higher attention is analytical, slow, that is, examines the options before giving an answer and works from top to bottom, and is located in the prefrontal cortex of our brain. This kind of attention differentiates us from other species of animals because it enables us to think in the long term, to ponder situations, and to choose the one most appropriate to the current circumstances. When we make plans for retirement, for example, we are working with the top attention. The lower attention is the intuitive, quick one, that acts in a matter of seconds and operates from the bottom up. It is the kind of millions of years of evolution of the human species. The movements are almost automatic, We act without thinking much. We are impulsive. Lower attention comes into play when we are in danger, for example, and we need to act fast and just get away from some situation. These two systems share mental tasks among themselves so that we can make the least effort with maximum optimum results. Off air. Quick questions. The emotional circuitry of a child's brain is formed through what? What was the name of the book the teacher asked her students to read? And to what grade did the teacher teach? If you can answer these three questions head on, you've been keeping your focus as you read this text. The answers are in the previous paragraphs. If you cannot remember the answers, maybe it was out of the air, from time to time, as you read. But do not worry, you're not the only one going through it. A reader's mind typically wanders between 20 and 40% of the time they read text. The consequence for students, for example, is that the more they wander, the less they understand. Do you love what you do? Researchers Howard Gardner of Harvard, William Damon of Stanford, and Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi of Claremont conducted a study in what they call good work, which is a blend of what people excel at and what engages them ethics, that is, what they believe to be important. When people love what they do, delivery is total, and pleasure is the emotional marker for delivery. People rarely indulge in everyday life. In random samplings about people's moods, one can observe that most of the time, or people are stressed or bored, with only occasional delivery periods. Only 20% of people have delivery times at least once a day, and 15% never go into delivery on a typical day. According to the author, a secret to having more surrender in life is to align what is done with what one likes. Successful people in any area get this combination right. Empathy. Although empathy means that we recognize what the other person thinks and feels, it does not necessarily lead to sympathy, that is, concern for the well-being of the other. Our brain circuit for empathy was developed for times when we are face-to-face with each other. Today, working as a group on the internet poses a special challenge for empathy. An example of this is web conferencing. Several people are in a meeting. After a lot of discussion, finally a decision has been made, and then a person says out loud what everyone already knows but has not yet said. Very well, then we agree. Everyone nods. Reaching such a consensus in an online discussion requires a lot of effort, without relying on the large amount of non-verbal messages that, in a face-to-face meeting, allow someone to loudly announce the agreement not yet enunciated. We have to base our reading of others on what they have to say, and, furthermore, there is reading in between the lines. In the online world, we rely on cognitive empathy, which gives us the ability to understand other people's ways of seeing and thinking. Empathy out of control. The darker side of cognitive empathy comes when someone uses it to identify a person's weakness and take advantage of it. This strategy characterizes sociopaths, who use cognitive empathy to manipulate others. Sociopaths do not feel anxiety, so the threat of punishment does not stop them. Before, in 1941, sociopaths were known as psychopaths, and the author Hervey M. Clackley describes them as people who hide an irresponsible personality through a perfect imitation of normal emotions, great intelligence, and social responsibility. The irresponsible part comes from pathological lies, from living as a parasite at the expense of others, and the like. It is believed that sociopathy affects 1% of the population. Sociopaths are able to interpret the emotions of others, but register facial expressions in a part of the brain different from the rest of us. People without the disorder register emotions in the limbic brain centers, While the sociopaths present activities in the frontal areas, especially in the language centers. They talk about emotions, but they do not feel them in the same way as the rest of the people. The myth of the 10,000 hours. If you suck at golf, for example, and make the same mistakes every time you try to hit a certain stroke, 10,000 hours of training will not improve your game. You will still suck at the game, though 10,000 hours later and some older time. According to Anders Ericsson, a psychologist at Florida State University, no one benefits from mechanical repetition, but rather adjusts his performance several times to get closer to his goal. It is necessary to fix the system during the whole training. According to the researcher, with the exception of sports such as football or basketball, where physical traits such as weight and height benefit the practitioner, anyone can achieve the highest levels of performance if practiced intelligently. Ericsson argues that the secret of victory is deliberate training, where an expert coach guides you through well-planned training over months or years, and you engage in total concentration. Hours and hours of training are necessary for excellent performance, but they are not enough. Smart practice always includes a feedback scheme, which allows you to recognize the errors and correct them. That's why dancers use mirrors, for example. If you practice without this feedback from a specialist, you do not reach the top. It's not just the concentration that matters when it comes to improving a skill. Learning how to improve any skill requires a lot of focus. Neuroplasticity is the strengthening of brain circuits and the construction of new ones, so that a skill that we are training is developed, and this requires attention. Those who watch TV while training, for example, will never reach the top. Full attention. Mindfulness programs are being applied in various companies around the world, as they suggest that mindfulness enhances both self-awareness and empathy. Those who participated in the training demonstrated an increase in specific mindfulness skills, including a greater ability to observe and describe their own experiences and to act with awareness. Here are some questions to assess your level of mindfulness. Do you have a hard time remembering what someone just told you during a conversation? Do not you remember anything on the way to work in the morning? Do not you taste the food while you're eating? Do you pay more attention to your smartphone than to the person you're with? The greater the number of yes answers, the more likely you are to close your mind instead of tuning in. Lack of attention in the form of rambling may be the biggest waste of attention in the workplace. Mindfulness develops our ability to focus our focus on the present, increasing executive control, working memory capacity, and the power to maintain attention. There is also the concept of multitasking, which is the ruin of efficiency. Being multitasking means switching what is filling the working memory capacity with routine interruptions, and these interruptions can mean a lot of wasted time from the original task. It may take 10 to 15 minutes for the total focus to be recovered. Attention of a leader. Directing attention to where it needs to go is a basic task of leadership. Leadership itself depends on effectively capturing and directing collective attention, because, at an organizational level, a well-focused leader can balance an inner focus on climate and culture with another focus on the competitive landscape, and an outward focus on the larger realities that shape the environment in which the organization operates. The field of attention of a leader guides the attention of those who follow him. Final summary. The book Focus showed that much of the modern world's lack of attention is explained by the excess of hours that people spend connected to the internet. To improve our brain's attention span, we need to develop it as if it were a muscle, and a good way to do that is through mindfulness. Esta foi uma resenha disponibilizada pela Idiomas. Caso você queira ter acesso a diversos outros títulos como este, com a tradução e transcrição, baixe nosso aplicativo. Link na descrição.